Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, with this devotional, we're going to talk about being born again. Let's go. You can know how or who. You can know when or what or about. Or you can know something or nothing, or for certain, or the truth, or that you know that you know. There are a lot of knows, different types of knowing. But when it comes to your Creator, only one matters. John 17:3 says, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you've sent." So put to the side your books on theology, at least for now. Put aside your sermon notes and tapes or DVDs. God sent His Son to give us a different kind of understanding, not theology, not philosophy, but a new way of thinking and feeling. 1 John 5:20 says, "And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." You see, this word for know, as in know you or know him, in Greek is pronounced, I hope it gets this right, let's see, ginosko, and is different from know, as in know that or know all those other things. The second type of know is pronounced eido. The first know is a relational know. In fact, in the Bible, it can refer to the sexual union of a man and a woman. It is to know someone by experience, to truly know them. The second know is based upon the word to see and is really purely mental. Now, this is important to know. Eido, that's a pun intended. Because to eido Christ or God is the basis of religion. On the other hand, to ginosko Christ or God is the basis of our mutual faith and our salvation, our eternal life. Now, please understand, eido can help bridge to ginosko, but it can never displace it. Seeing Jesus, knowing about Jesus, is the proverbial step in the right direction. But it can never substitute for actually knowing Him. So the way to know Jesus is to be one with Him, to surrender your will to Him, to be saved, to be born again, or literally in the Greek, procreated from on high. Nicodemus, remember him? Was a theologian and a teacher of Israel. He came to Jesus wanting to know, that is, eido, more. But Jesus used his desire to know about as a bridge to introduce him to becoming a new creature. Alas, Nicodemus, the confusion was driving him nuts. His whole life had been spent pursuing the wisdom of the elders and the knowledge of the scriptures. He knew the traditions better than most Pharisees. In fact, he was known as the teacher of Israel. And for most of his life, he'd been quite confident about his knowledge. But then came this itinerant rabbi, doing these truly amazing signs. He gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, new limbs to the lame, demons would even flee at his word. Yet it was his word that troubled Nicodemus. His teachings confused him, for though the signs were undoubtedly from God, his words didn't seem to jive with the traditions of the elders. And so here he was, approaching the light under cover of darkness. As he neared, he came to Jesus with sincere desire and doubt. He said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." But Jesus knew immediately the source of Nick's dilemma, and John presented it in his gospel, because the poor Pharisee is not alone. We can all wear his sandals, so to speak. Most of us at some time or another get caught in the same mess, that is, the Edo versus Gnosko, if I can put it that way. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So let me explain a bit about procreation and the awesome parallel we see spiritually when someone is born again, or literally procreated from on high. I've spoken before on this wondrous process, and if you've heard it, you may remember the part on gestation, which precedes expulsion. Now, gestation is the longest part of the procreation process, and in humans, 38 to 42 weeks. During this time, a fertilized cell becomes what we call a zygote, then a morula, then a blastocyst, then an embryo, then a foetus. The zygote contains all the genetic information needed to become a baby. It's truly amazing to consider that this is how the Son of God came into the world. Luke 1:35 tells us, "And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God.'" Mary, impregnated by the Holy Spirit, if you would, carried Christ as a zygote, then a morula, then a blastocyst, then an embryo, then a fetus, and delivered her baby and laid him in a feed trough. And though that is wildly amazing, there is a spiritual process going on in you right now, if you are born again, that mirrors this very process. When you are initially born again, spiritually inseminated, if you would, Christ places his Holy Spirit in you, and he unites with your dead human spirit, giving new life. You become a new creation, knowing him better and better, moment by moment, a spiritual zygote, so to speak. And the spiritual gestation continues until the moment you are set free, gloriously free from your sin-filled corpse. Jesus told Nicodemus about this when he said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Now, what Jesus was referring to here is the conclusion of the spiritual gestation. Yes, born of the Spirit is the key to knowing, that is, gnosko, him. Recall, before he died on the cross and rose again, Jesus told his disciples, John 14, "A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." That's because after he rose, he gave them the Holy Spirit. John 20 says, "So Jesus said to them again, 'Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.' And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit.'" So like the pregnant mother, as a believer, your body carries another one spiritually, if you would, the new and real you in utter union with Christ, his Holy Spirit and Father God. How amazing is that? Now, knowing Jesus, knowing God, starts when you are spiritually inseminated, born of the Spirit, and this process of gestation continues until you are expelled from your womb into the presence of your Maker. Of course, your spiritual gestation period is all in God's control. It may be a day or many decades. But when you are expelled from the flesh, born into heaven, what a joyous freedom you'll realize as a child of God. 2 Corinthians 5 records, "For we who are in this tent," that's the flesh, "being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but rather further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now, he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Now, may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm, and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.